Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it's Wednesday, and God bless you, and I'm back. This is Evangelist Faye. God bless you. God bless you. Whew, and I'm praying for Elder Ronnie and his sister, Shirley Willis. They're both in the hospital. They are on different wards. Elder Ronnie has had a relapse. And his sister is fighting to breathe. Amen. Amen. God, I just pray that God have his hands on both of them. Thank you, Jesus. I want to shout out to all those that have been out, that have had both their shots by now from COVID. And God bless you. Stay safe. Keep it safe, because COVID has not gone anywhere. And I pray for those that are sick and shut in. And I pray for those that are having their struggles with life through COVID. And we pray that God will turn everything around for you. Heavenly Father, I just pray that all that are listening and those that are hearer of the words and seer of the word and doer of the word continue to do as your Heavenly Father has asked of you. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The topic today, God repays. And I'm going to read Proverbs 19:17. From the King James Version or the NIV, either or. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Amen, amen. We are to give to the poor and not to be seen and applauded, but out of pure sympathy and compassion. We must not expect to get anything back, not even gratitude, but we should regard what we have done as a loan to the Lord. He undertakes the obligation, and if we look to him in the matter, we must not look to the second party. What an honor the Lord bestows upon us when he condescends to borrow of us. Let us not make it a paltry pittance, but a heavy amount. The next needy man that comes this way, let us help him. As for repayment, we can hardly think of it. And yet, here is the Lord's note of hand. Blessed be his name. His promise to pay is better than gold and silver. Has any reader neglected the poor? Poor soul, may the Lord forgive him. That is my word of encouragement for today. God repays. And I say this because some people, they do things and they think that they need recognition for it, but you don't. Just think of it. God did not get an Emmy, a Grammy, Academy Awards, a certificate because he walked through Jerusalem helping people and spreading the gospel. It costs you nothing to give a word. It costs you nothing to help someone. And in return, if you're looking for a pat on your back, or you're looking to be seen because you did those things, that is not what God is talking about. Again, I am Evangelist Faye. That is my word for today. I'll be back Friday with another word, and I'm going to say trust in God. God loves you because we first loved him. And keep that love there and spread that love. Because the world is changing quickly right there in front of our eyes. And love is the key word. Love. Amen. Amen. No matter what is going on in the world, what's in the news, it still boils down to love. Amen. Amen. God bless you. See you Friday. Amen. Amen.